Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Manic Candace podcast. It's your girl Candace back at it again with a brand new episode of the podcast. And today, this morning, this evening, this afternoon, this good night, we're going to discuss the downfall of luxury brands in the United States. Specifically, I want you to take a listen to this TikTok that a Chinese man, well, I'm assuming he's Chinese, but he's an Asian dude talking about the recent exposure of luxury brands by the Chinese manufacturers. So if you have been living under a rock, it's now being exposed by and confirmed by multiple Chinese manufacturers that they are indeed the makers of about 80% of all luxury items sold in big brand names such as Gucci, Louis Vuitton, Hermes, Balenciaga, all of them. So let's take a listen.
The Chinese takedown of luxury goods is wild right now because luxury goods are a huge source of soft power for the West. Soft power is power through things like culture, music, even language. Like US TV shows, that's a form of soft power because it makes the US aspirational and desirable in some ways. So with luxury brands, Fendi, Prada, Gucci, you know, these Birkins, it creates this aspiration for the West, or aspiration to be European in a way, showing that Europe is this gold standard of quality. But when China's revealing that 80% of anything you buy that's Gucci is made in China, that over 60% of anything that you buy from Prada is made in China, that the only difference is that they send it over to Europe and then they stitch on a made in France or made in Italy little label. It's the ultimate pulling the curtain on the wizard in The Wizard of Oz and showing that there actually is no real magic and power in the person who's controlling Oz. I think it's going to be really interesting because there is such a stigma of something that's made in China. There's this perception of lesser quality in the West, but when you reverse that paradigm, when you show that all these goods that you thought were better because they came from Italy or France or wherever, when actually, in actuality, it comes from China, you're forcing consumers to reckon with why they make choices. So if consumers are going to start questioning the perceived worth of luxury goods, consumers are going to then realize that luxury brands are just high markup middlemen. They're just peddling an idea of something versus an actual quality good. And you can just then cut them out and go to the source. And so I think what China is doing right now, by shifting this perception of soft power, by taking back soft power, by showing real power in infrastructure and manufacturing, we're going to see a real flip in a lot of things, whether it comes to labor market, whether it comes to manufacturing, whether it comes to who buys luxury goods and perception of luxury as well. And so, I don't know, I'm just in it for the ride here.
Okay, so that was Nathan Ramos Park at Nathan Ramos Park. Thank you, Nathan, for that excerpt there. Now let's deconstruct. He talked about soft power. And in America, that looks like having brand name items, having a luxury vehicle. If you have these things and they are shown outwardly, it's a signal that you are from wealth or have access to wealth. And that is soft power. Because once people in America perceive you as someone with money or someone with means, you are treated differently. You are given free things. You are given exclusive insight. You are granted these appointments that are hard to get with Hermes. Like, you are in a different, not only a different tax bracket, you're in a different social bracket. And that is based off of what you can afford. But I want to play devil's advocate here. What happened to style? I'm sorry, but if a woman has a seemingly luxury bag or luxury items on her outfit, if she doesn't have style, I'm going to think those luxury items she has on are either cheap or fake. But if someone with style is wearing fake luxury items, but they have style, am I going to think that their luxury items are fake? Probably not. That's how we operate in our minds in America. When we see someone with the exclusive bag, we think, ooh, that bag was $5,000, $10,000, $40,000. That bag is $75,000. Where does she get that bag? How does she have access to that bag? How was her style or his style? Was it put together? If their style wasn't there, would you think otherwise of their bag? Would you even think of them at all in such a positive light? I have a few luxury pieces. I don't have a luxury bag, but I have luxury jewelry. The first ring I bought at Louis Vuitton, I thought it was a real gold ring. I'm stupid. It started tarnishing almost immediately. And then I realized, I'm like, this $500 I spent on a Louis Vuitton ring, I could have bought something really, really, really of value at the gold store. Like the real gold store, like these little pop-up jewelry places. But at least they test for real gold. You know what I mean? So it's like I have a pair of hoop earrings from Louis Vuitton that costs $800 after tax. I'm starting to find out that only the black girls are buying these pair of earrings. I've seen Megan Thee Stallion with it. I've seen Cardi B with it. I've seen Nicki Minaj with it. I've seen this black comedian with it. And I'm always wondering, I'm like, was this a dog whistle for having only black people purchase these earrings? I digress. But about a week ago, I have a friend in Brooklyn who tweeted that she can't tell whether a bag is fake or not. That's how advanced these knockoffs have gotten. So let's talk about it. Let's get a brief history of luxury brands. Gucci, Hermes, Louis Vuitton. I don't know why I'm saying it like that. YSL, Yves Saint Laurent, Chanel. And these luxury brands sell items like makeup, skincare, bags, luggage, clothes, jewelry, and the collectible items that they make. I've always known that businesses, especially fashion brands, you know, whatever level they are on, I always knew that offshore labeling was a thing, especially in our capitalistic society. And once I became an artist and once I was interested in creating my own products, Alibaba, that website where you can purchase bulk like items that can be customized. So let's say you wanted to put out a t-shirt. Well, you can make a t-shirt here in America for $500 for 40 t-shirts, or you can order 100 t-shirts for $100 and have them shipped to America and sell them at 200 to 500% markup price. Sometimes people mark it up to 1,000. Alibaba really exposes small businesses, and even recently Fenty Beauty. I saw Rihanna's packaging on Alibaba, and it just got me thinking. This was like a month ago. The tweet from Greta, my friend from Brooklyn, saying she can't decipher what a fake bag is from a real one. And that's a pretty big deal. She's a New Yorker. She knows what she's talking about. Like, that's a pretty big deal. And in New York, they have something called Canal Street. I think it's New York. But like, they sell knockoff luxury items. And what knockoff means, it just means a fake copy, as in a non-labeled copy. It's a knockoff. It's made to look like the real thing, but at a cheaper price. And what I learned recently that is different from what I thought was common knowledge. You see, I thought everyone knew that people were buying things in bulk and putting their logo on it and their packaging. And selling it in America at a higher price, what was made in China. I didn't know that that was not common knowledge. And even to those of us that knew that, we didn't think it was 100% true. And we also didn't think that it was to this scale. And we really didn't think it was the top brands doing this, like Hermes and really just Hermes. Because I don't know about you, but Balenciaga has been out ever since their creepy photo shoot with children and BDSM dolls and pedophile authored books in the background of the shoot. Balenciaga, to me, has gone downhill since they asked Kim to be their ambassador. Yeah, that's just my opinion. But, you know, like Gucci, ever since that Gucci movie with Lady Gaga, like, I haven't seen Gucci in a good light. I never saw him in a good light. But back in the day, there was a brand, a luxury brand called Coach. And Coach was that girl. The way Louis Vuitton is right now, or maybe how Louis Vuitton was 2 years ago, because Louis Vuitton is on its downfall. Coach in 2006, it was at its peak. I mean, bags were thousands of dollars to start with. Wallets were a little under $1,000. Like, jewelry was like $500 up. Like, it was a luxury brand. I always wanted Coach shoes, but I couldn't afford them. And then what happened with Coach is that they never went out of business. They never went bankrupt. It was because of the knockoffs. Coach was putting out so many designs to try to offset the power and the ingenuity and the swiftness of knockoff Coach purses. So once knockoff Coach purses became a threat to Coach, all of a sudden, Coach is starting to sell their products in department stores, which was never done before for Coach. It was always the Coach store. You had to go to a high-end place like Vegas or the richest part of your state to go to a Coach store to buy a Coach bag, because it was in demand, honey. When my mom was, you know, like in her peak earning years, I was about 8 years old. And she bought me a Coach purse. And I had her return it because it was ugly. It was like denim. It was their denim collection and like had patches of denim. Like, it was so ugly. I had her return it. But like I think I got Coach shoes after that. But I got them from Dillard's. Dillard's is a department store at the mall. At some malls. Not every mall. But my point is, they started to sell through channels not of their own. That's how I knew they were on their downfall. Once I got my first pair of Coach shoes from Dillard's, it already lost value in my mind. So me getting them dirty, or me outgrowing them, or me fucking them up, which I did eventually, me riding on them, like, it was because of the downfall caused by the knockoffs. It made Coach seem less rich and more middle class. And by the time 2008 happened, it was like the middle class fell. And, you know, I'm the sale of, like, fuck it, I bought a quote unquote fake Birkin. I bought an off label Birkin. I'm just gonna call it off label. I bought an off label Kelly Birkin for $68, shipping included. I had a 10% discount. It's white with black trim. And I found out that the leather is coming from the same place, Africa. The craftsmen are the same most of the time, whether the bag is being made in France, Italy, or China. I have discovered that European countries and some who host these houses of fashion for these European brands, like the ones I mentioned in this episode, they hired Chinese craftsmen to go to these countries, France, Italy, Germany, the UK, to make purses and leather goods for the brands, but pay them a lot less than French craftsmen or Italian craftsmen. Fast forward almost 20 years later, Coach has done a rebrand, which I thought was 10 years too late. Now everyone gets a Coach. That's their new edge. It's like, oh, we're the affordable luxury brand. No, you were the luxury brand that fell off because of knockoffs. And it was like, Coach was like the guinea pig for what knockoffs were going to do to the entire industry. So there wasn't much that, you know, brands could do to stop knockoffs. Because you have a lot of countries involved. You got China involved. You got the U.S. involved. And you got the European countries who host intellectual property rights for the designs, for everything. But one thing can be changed slightly, and it's no longer the original design. It's no longer a copy. It's a similar look. But to you and I, we can't tell the difference, right? There is a certain level and a certain type of pride most people have when it comes to purchasing luxury goods for the first time. Specifically for the first time. You know, there's this sense of pride you have when you know that you've, quote unquote, gotten the real thing. There's a pride in that. There is a sense of accomplishment. There is, I mean, materialism is at an all-time high for this mentality to even happen. But you place these brands on such a pedestal that when you finally reach it, you think to yourself, like, hey, maybe I could have a shot at a luxurious life. Every time I put this Louis Vuitton ring on, I'm reminded that I no longer used to struggle like I did. It's like, is this a token of success? Is my Louis Vuitton ring? I have to really, 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 really think about that and change the way I used to think when it came to high-end goods, when it came to the ability to purchase high-end things on my own without my mother, without a loan, without a credit card. You see what I'm saying? I own this ring. I own those earrings, and I own that other ring. That's the only luxury items I have. And I have a tremendous amount of pride in owning them and in wearing them. Even if knockoffs exist, because to me, it's real. And I know it's real. It came from the store. See? You have to go to the damn store and record yourself from entering to receipt in the bag. And use that as, that's your proof. Like, you can no longer take anyone's word for it. If you think someone dresses cheap, has a cheap style, anything they're going to wear, even if it's real, it's going to look fake to people. Style is the key. And not all of us have style. You can know how to dress, but you could have zero style. Style is a vibe. Style is an aura. Style is your je ne sais quoi. Style is what sets you apart. Andy Warhol had style. It wasn't enough for him to be a great illustrator and a great artist. He had to stand out, okay? I found out that he was going bald before the age of 27, so he started wearing wigs. That's how he stood out, because his wigs were silver. No one was dressing like that back in the day when it was illegal to be gay, which he was. So, 2008 happened, and all of a sudden, no one had luxury items. It was like, okay, you have to be a damn near celebrity to buy an Hermes bag, and you do. See, the brief history about Hermes, they're exclusive to who they sell to. So, how many black women have you seen with the Birkin? It's not because black women can't afford Birkins. It's because they're probably not being sold the Birkin. Hermes wants a certain image. They want certain people to wear their bags. Kylie Jenner is gifted so many, like, one-of-a-kind Hermes bags. Why? It's to create value for the bag, to create exclusivity for the bag, like the design and the colors and everything. And I started to want that bag really, really bad. And it's been a couple years since I said, like, hey, I really want an Hermes bag. I found out about how exclusive it is to be in a certain social bracket, or to have a certain amount of money to be able to have an appointment to see if I could afford an Hermes bag. And I didn't know at first. I didn't know 2 years ago that they were like up towards $50,000, $30,000 to $50,000 per bag on resale. So I was on a website. I think it was like, it was a high-end department store, and they were selling Hermes bags for $30,000. And you could even buy them with Affirm. You could buy them with Klarna. I'm like, Klarna and Affirm are fronting upwards of $30,000 for a fucking bag? Like, these bags have, and like, who's to say that they're real? I didn't see a video. It doesn't come, they don't come with videos of the original purchaser showing the serial numbers and the tags and the receipt number and the store number and the associate that helped them and their name tag. They're not doing that with these resale Hermes bags on like websites, on third party websites. It's getting ridiculous. And this was just 2 days ago that I looked at that. And 48 hours later, I get on TikTok. The past 24 hours, I shit you not, every five videos is a Chinese, what appears to be a Chinese person in front of a manufacturer building in China. They're pointing to the building. They're saying Louis Vuitton, Lululemon, all these high-end brands are made behind me. They cost $2 to make one purse. They cost $5 to make a pair of leggings. And they're selling it to you for upwards of 50 times the price. And they have a TikTok link of like a product they want to sell. So obviously this is some type of marketing tactic. I mean, which is fine. I mean, take advantage of the current state of the market, right? We're all up in arms that manufacturers are now confirming what we've always known, but probably didn't want to believe how bad it was. Because we do feel good in purchasing these items. But that false pride, that feeling of accomplishment, because you're able to afford and buy these shoes or this bag or this phone, It's all it is false pride. So I think America has been humbled. I think we had a slice of humble pie this past couple of days. We're all looking around like, why the fuck are we buying from a middleman like Nike, like Chanel, like Sephora, like Ulta? Like, why are we buying from the middleman, we can go straight to the manufacturer? So manufacturers in China are now selling directly to Americans. Yeah. A bag that costs $70 to be made exactly, to look exactly like a bag that costs $40,000 and you can't tell the difference, I'm buying the bag for $70. Especially in this economy. Even if the economy wasn't fucking down the tank right now, if we were thriving and I found this information out, I would not be boasting about being able to afford and still buying $40,000 worth of bags knowing the truth. That's just stupid. That's just stupid. Now I'm thinking really, really hard about my trip to New York and like what I want to buy. I'm really thankful that I was shown this information before I went to New York, because one of my plans was like going to the Louis Vuitton cafe, and I'm just like, for what? Now I just sit here and I'm just thinking to myself, like, for what? For what? Like, who's gonna see me? Instagram? Oh my god, Twitter? Oh, look at me, I'm in the Louis Vuitton cafe. I'm so rich, I'm so luxurious, I'm so accomplished, look at me. No, nope, I shan't allow it. I don't wanna, Back to Hermes, you know, basically celebrities and the mega rich are deemed worthy enough to buy Hermes bags directly and exclusively, ensuring 100% brand authenticity. Almost 100%. Hermes doesn't want poor, unknown people to wear their bags. That's just the message. If you can't afford an appointment, you can't afford an Hermes bag. If you didn't get an appointment with Hermes, you were not meant to have the bag. So you're buying it off resale. You can't produce that original Hermes receipt. Some of your favorite rappers can't even get an Hermes bag directly from Hermes. I think Cardi B is the only one that did it, I think. And even then, they don't sell her the one she really, really wants. Crazy. You know, the gag is most people with Birkin bags will have you believe they were worthy enough to purchase from Hermes directly, but got their bags off luxury, resale, or rental companies. They will never admit this. They will swear up and down that their bag was from the original Hermes store. But here's the thing. Is your Hermes considered a knockoff or close to knockoff status if you didn't buy it from Hermes? See, there is this thing, it's called materialism in America, where things matter. The source matters to a certain extent. We don't even look past our own country when it comes to like being conscious as a consumer. I think that's what's going on right now, is that we're raising consciousness as consumers, as in what we are buying. Because when eggs are $12, we have to really sit and think, like, why the fuck are eggs $12? Why the fuck is my rent going up every year? Why is my salary the same? Why is minimum wage the same? Why is my salary what it is when people at McDonald's are starting to make $20 an hour? It's creeping up. Why isn't my salary moving up? It should be far away from that. It's just a lot of things that matter more than buying something from the real store. What does that even mean? Like, the real store? It's a store. You know, I bought my knockoff Hermes bag from a store, an online store, but a store nonetheless. If the leather is the same, if the person making the bag is the same, what's the difference? The label, the stamping, the little, you know, patching that says made in Italy, made in France. This is the gag. This is what the guy from TikTok, I think his name was, Nathan Ramos. This is what he was saying. He was saying that these items were being made in China and then shipped off to European countries for the final labeling and packaging and distribution. They probably shipped it back to China for distribution. Let's be honest. And the Secretary of State, the spokesperson, I don't know what they call, but she was... like making fun of the situation in a dress made from China, and someone from China brought up a link to the same exact dress for like pennies on the dollar. It was hilarious. So why are Chinese manufacturers suddenly being nice and telling us what they should have told us a long time ago if they were being nice about it, right? Number one is globalization. Every day marks a new height in communicating with those around the world. We have social media. We have translating apps. We have translating devices that can translate language in real time. We're breaking barriers. You know, we communicate through art, through music, which is universal. So, you know, I think the Chinese have gotten more comfortable with us. So they feel like we're their friend. And like, what do you do when you have a friend? You let them know what they're not privy to. And what we were not all privy to was just how much of these goods were being made in China, especially the shipping to Europe and getting stamped and then going to the US for being sold by 50 times higher. Like, that is a, you know, they counted on Western ignorance in order for this to be profitable. They counted on us being in a bubble against the rest of the world for this shit to even work. You have the makers themselves shouting to the rooftops, "We make Lululemons for 5 times less the price in the US. We make Hermes bags. We make Louis Vuitton bags. We make handbags. We make handbags. We make handbags." That let me, if they've been doing this for almost 20 years, that lets me know, like, Greta from Brooklyn was right. You can't tell. Because they're being made, and now we know why. Because they're being made by the same people. You know, I hope that America can move on from being a label hoe. Because that's what people are who still justify buying from the real thing. You're a label hoe. You're a label hoe. If I gave you 2 bags and your eyes were closed, one was made in China, one was quote unquote from the real store, and your eyes were closed, which one is the real one? Which one is less quality? Which one is more expensive? You wouldn't be able to tell. That's how confident these manufacturers are. And they are telling us, and they are confirming it for the first time, because we always kind of knew, but we didn't accept it because we didn't have any valid reason. We have any evidence. We have the evidence now, and we have confirmation. And the reason why they're doing this is because the Chinese government is so mad about the tariffs. They have softened this law in China that protects companies from being exposed by not being the real manufacturer. So there was this rule that they softened, or they completely took away. They also took away a rule that you can't duplicate or copy American products. The Chinese government took that rule away because of the tariffs. And, you know, the Chinese manufacturers, they want to make money. They want to keep their money the way it is. So what they're going to do is they're going to cut out the middleman with all these tariffs on them. They're going to cut out Hermes. They're going to cut out Nike. They're going to cut out Lululemon. Because what exactly did all these brands collectively do to China except make them money? Because for quiet as it's kept for the last almost 20 years, China hasn't said shit when they could have told us this whole time. See? 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 But now that there are 145% tariff on Chinese goods now, they are like, well, shit, we should just cut out the middleman. And, you know, this is revolutionary. This is going to change the way we shop forever. And I'm so here for it. I'm so here for it. Yeah. Once I found out that the leather quality was the same and the craftsmanship was the same, it was literally just like the charms and the stamping and the Made in Italy tag. I was like, fuck it. Who's going to check me? Who's going to check me? Who is going to check me? The Chinese bags say Made in Italy too. Like, the Chinese bags say Made in Milan. Like, they know where to put it, how many stitches to do, what color, what layer, and, like, how deep. Like, they know how to do all that shit. So who's going to check me? Who's going to ask to see my bag? Who's going to compare my bag to their bag? Who? I will proudly wear my off-label Birkin. Like, till it's down, till it's worn the fuck out. Because it's the same fucking leather. This is Candace with the Manic Candace Podcast, encouraging you to go get an off-label purse. An off-label luxury item. Just buy it. It was made in the same fucking place anyway. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night. I bid you adieu, my friends. Happy shopping. Bye-bye.